Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Register now for the 24th Annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January the 28th and 29th in Wichita, Kansas. This year, featured speakers include Dr. Daphne Miller, Jason Mock, Steve Groff, and Lauren Steinlegge. Pre-conference events include Fundamentals of Soil Health Workshops and Advanced Symposium with John Kemp and Michael Phillips. Visit www.notill.org for all of the details.
Let's eat better. Let's eat healthier, and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners, and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
On the website of the plant-based protein company Impossible Foods, they are proclaiming on the front of their website, Impossible Pork, made from plants. According to Roy Lee Lindsay, the Oklahoma Pork Council, and others in the pork industry, not going to happen.
Quite simply, for it to be pork, it has to come from a pig. It can't be labeled pork if it didn't come from a pig. That's real simple. So yeah, Impossible Pork is impossible. If you want to call it plant-based protein, you want to label it as such, that's fine. We're not afraid of competing with other products, but you're not going to build your reputation off of the reputation we have and the products we've sold. And for generations, pork has come from a pig. And when you use that word, the consumer knows what it is. They know what they're buying. And we shouldn't be confusing that just because you want to put a different adjective in front of it.
Roy Lee Lindsay saying it's not appropriate. And Dan Kovach, with the National Pork Producers Council, Director of Science and Technology for MPPC, says it's also against the law.
That is absolutely our position. Certainly the USDA and several sections of law defines pork very clearly as to what it is. FDA labeling law also says that you can't portray one food product as another. So the product, despite any claims they may make about how it may appear to look like pork or taste like pork, that does not make it pork, so they need to come up with a different name for their product.
Dan Kovach with the National Pork Producers Council. Work on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, USMCA, continues in the United States Senate, passed easily by the Senate Finance Committee this last week by a 25-3 vote. The parliamentarian within the Senate has ruled, kind of to the surprise of a lot of folks, that there are seven other committees that have to give a thumbs up as well. One of those committees is the Senate Commerce Committee. Their chairman, Roger Wicker, says, we've only got a small part of USMCA to actually look at within the Commerce Committee. Parliamentarian is required that we report it. We're going to do so on an expedited basis and on a bipartisan basis beyond the Commerce Committee and the Finance Committee. There's a total of six other panels that also have to weigh in. Budget, Environment and Public Works, Commerce, Health, Education, Labor and Pensions, Appropriations, and Foreign Relations. The hope is, according to Chuck Grassley, chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, all those will give a thumbs up quickly. At this point, though, we're not sure exactly when Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell will step up then and schedule a vote. It's still a few days away, and the question is, will it come ahead of those articles of impeachment being transmitted to the U.S. Senate or not? You've got farm news on Ron.
The 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show will be deep in the heart of Texas, San Antonio. It's the cattle industry's biggest convention with education, networking, and fun. Plus, you can check out the huge NCBA Trade Show, outstanding entertainment, and much more. So make your plans and be there for the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show, February 5th through the 7th. Details at ncba.org.
And that's our farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.